Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome. This is Attention Talk Radio. For some reason, our intro's not chiming in, but it is January the 8th, 2010, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's topic is coaching divas with attention deficit disorder. With us as a guest today is Linda Rogley, and we're going to engage in a conversation with her in a second. But before we do, a few announcements. Next Friday, our show will be the Distraction Zone Diet with our guest, Barbara Luther, who is an ADD coach. She'll be talking about dieting, ADD, and actually talking about her success on this diet. So that should be a real exciting show. The following week, January the 22nd, Dr. Alan Graham will be on the show, and we'll be talking about coaching ADD and the need to understand human development. I've talked to Dr. Graham about a month ago and listened to him speak, and I'm very excited for this show as I am for next week's show. But enough of all that. Everyone didn't tune in to hear all the advanced stuff. We turn in to talk about coaching ADD or ADD divas. Let's see. Let me jump into Linda, who's our guest today, is the founder of the whimsical AD Diva Network, which supports ADD-ish women, 40 years old and better, and as they finally discover who they want to be when they grow up. The AD Diva Network connects thousands of women across the globe via monthly community calls, online classes, forums, and retreats for women and couples. In 2009, Linda facilitated the world's first ADHD women's virtual retreat. And Linda holds a designation as a professional certified coach with the International Coaches Federation and has trained with the masters of ADHD coaching. She's active in national ADHD organization and has been a speaker at many of their national conferences. Linda hails from Durham, North Carolina, and without further ado, welcome, Linda.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate it. That was a little kind of took you back a minute when you didn't have that intro, huh?
Yeah, I had to do something about
that. It's always kind of scary to get those unexpected things, but that's what ADD folks are good at, right?
Touche, living in the moment.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, the listeners out there, I'm going to apologize in advance for the cadence of my voice. I have known for a long time when I get excited about something, I tend to talk fast. And Linda, I am very excited about having you on the show today and today's topic. Really, I want this to be kind of free form, but I just kind of want to start kick things off and ask you, what do you pay attention to when you're coaching older, mature women that have ADD?
Oh, well, first of all, Jeff, we never like to be called mature because we're always young at heart, right?
That's right.
What's that stuff? It's like calling women girls and all that kind of good stuff, actually. And that's why I deem this to be midlife. And I've actually had some younger, always younger people, you know, counteract that with mature, older, and that kind of stuff. But that's why it's 40 or better.
Okay.
And the reason I jumped into coaching midlife women is because I actually was one of those late-life diagnoses myself. I didn't find out I had ADD until I was 45, and that's been more than 10 years ago. So I have been through, you know, the denial phase and the, oh, of course I have it. But no, even if I do have it, no problem, all that kind of stuff, up and down, until I hit the big M, menopause, and it felt like my brain had just disappeared, and I almost literally ran to the psychiatrist and said, okay, I believe you, I have ADD, what do I do? So that was kind of my wake-up call, and I really felt kind of alone in that and realized that there were a lot of people out there, a lot of women out there who are going through the, quote, menopausal or perimenopausal, which can happen 10 years, even as early as your late 30s. Those years can actually begin to accentuate ADD in the guise of midlife and aging and all those other kinds of things. So it's an interesting little paradigm there.
Can I interrupt you and just ask you? You said it can accentuate ADD. Can you speak to that? So just, I'm imagining maybe there's some either perimenopausal or menopausal women out there that are experiencing this and they might have some questions, just explain how it accentuates a little bit.
Well, you know, I've presented several times on a topic that says, is it ADD or is it AGE? So in other words, is it normal aging or is it really ADD? And most women who are diagnosed in their 40s and even 50s, I've even talked to women who have been diagnosed in their 80s, inevitably what they say to me is, that sure explains a lot. Because it's kind of like, oh, putting new information in the computer, and it's like, oh my God, all that stuff was ADD too. I can't believe it. I thought, you know, I've been running to a therapist for years because I thought there was something wrong with my psyche, or it was, you know, it's often pathologized, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many women with ADD are first diagnosed with depression. It often coexists with depression, but as we get older, unfortunately, that old estrogen, our friend the Miss Estrogen, kind of just tends to decrease, or especially during perimenopause, it kind of fluctuates up and down. The interesting piece of this is that at no other time in the life of a woman's lifetime, assuming that they do not have a hysterectomy or any of the kind of artificial kinds of
mm-hmm.
menopause that bring on menopause, no other time do our hormones fluctuate so much as in menopause and adolescence. So if you can kind of think about, okay, and now I'm going to be 16 again, people go, oh, no, not that again.
Oh, my gosh.
But actually those fluctuations are huge, and that has a direct impact on our brains. And many of those perimenopausal and menopausal symptoms look like ADD. So lots of people say, oh, well, or no, let me say it the other way. The ADD symptoms look like menopause, so a lot of people say, oh, well, that's just me. I'm just forgetful, or it's just, you know, it's not hot flashes. ADD,
uh-huh.
fortunately, does not give you hot flashes. Glad to hear that, right? But a lot of women have learned to cope with their ADD for all these years, kind of feeling like they're either, well, the classic is lazy, crazy, or stupid, right? They
mm-hmm.
feel a little behind, or they feel they're scatterbrained, or they're ditzy, frankly, the worst and the saddest, most tragic for me is always feeling like you have never lived up to your full potential despite
mm-hmm.
working like crazy to get there, and yet always having a profound sense of failure that you try not to show to anybody else. You keep it close to the vest. But you're kind of able to keep it together until menopause hits and these fluctuations begin to accentuate the your ability to juggle, if you will. Because I think ADD folks are good at juggling, don't you?
Yeah, 1,000 things at a time. So Lynna, if I'm hearing you correctly, like the menopause kind of, it sounds like it almost amplifies.
Yeah, it does. That's a good way to put it. And the weird thing, though, is that because ADD, okay, well, let's look at ADD symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
ADD symptoms are being distracted. They're being sometimes being forgetful, being sometimes in, you know, dreaming in kind of la-la land when everybody else is doing this. So you're preoccupied by your own thoughts. You're distracted by yourself, if you will. And it can include hyperactivity, of course, because, as you know, it's ADHD.
Yep.
We have the big H in there, and some of us have the H and some of us do not.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, because you said that you tend to talk fast when you get excited, that implies the H piece of this, and I know that you're not ADD, but that's kind of what happens to folks like me who have the
mm-hmm.
H involved as well. But when ADD, if you had ADD symptoms in a child, if you had those symptoms in a child and she or he can't sit still, or, you know, having problems, it's for girls, it's often chatty Cathy.
Uh-huh.
It's not usually about, okay, you got to stay in your seat, because girls are socialized differently. And keep in mind, that's an important thing to remember. For this age group, we kind of were the baby boomers, were that first generation of women's liberation and emancipation, but we still had the influence of our mothers, who were pretty traditional housewives.
Mm-hmm.
So we are kind of thinking that, okay, well, then this is, you know, I should be able to handle this, so forth and so on. And it's always been a kind of push me, pull you kind of thing. So as women get older, they think, oh, well, I guess it's just like my mom. She was having problems with menopause, too. They don't realize that this actually could be ADD. And every person who's gone through menopause will tell you, if they've had a rough time of it, that you kind of forget you kind of forget who you are for a while, and then it gets a little bit better. And that's a hormone issue, right? Hormones
yeah.
actually bathe our brains. So estrogen actually is on the other side of, on the receptor side of neurotransmitters, which play a huge part in ADD-ish behavior.
Wow.
I kind of went into a lot of things there. Help me out.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Well, it's fascinating to me because one of the things I like in the show is to kind of highlight what people are paying attention to. And you just brought three things into the mix. One of those is menopause. Sometimes you're paying attention to menopause. Well, this is just this in life, and you read all the books and stuff. And sometimes it's just some of these forgetful type things or stuff might be kind of age, but there's also ADD. And when you start throwing it all together,
right,
you're getting older, you're going through menopause. And if you had ADD, or maybe you would, you know, you had ADD and didn't know it because you had some coping strategies, or you were casting correctly, or whatever, it's not there, and all of a sudden it gets amplified. And it's just—I got to tell you, I'm not female, I have ADD, but I got to tell you, to go through that just sounds like it's overwhelming.
It can be. I just to share a little bit of my own experience. When it happened for me, I was perking along, and when it finally hit, I have always depended, and many, many, many women, at least in this age group, but I hear it across the age groups, because I coach women, and even some men, you know, from their mid, late 20s all the way up into their 80s, for heaven's sake. But mostly I coach women in this, say, 40 to 65 or 70 age range.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear women say again and again that this is, you know, they just didn't get it. I mean, it was like a huge, huge shock to them that this could be even part of their, this could even be part of what they were doing. They're just like, what? When I hit menopause and the ADD and the menopause kind of combined itself,
mm-hmm.
it's that double whammy.
Yep.
I just kind of, I couldn't put two sentences together. I was afraid to have a conversation. Like when I was, at that point, I had actually closed. I owned an advertising agency. I'd actually closed it as part of my, I'm going to rediscover who I am, and that's kind of what you said in the intro about discovering what who
mm-hmm.
you are when you grow up, kind of thing. So I have lots of live your dreams kind of things that come up in
yep.
my ADD coaching. But when I did that, I closed my agency, so I didn't have appointments as much as I had previously. But when I thought about the possibility of going out and, you know, selling a new client, I wasn't sure that I could even pay attention for the entire conversation, and I didn't want to embarrass myself, so I kind of stopped talking. And
wow.
Jeff, you know how much I like to talk. That's kind of like, that was really scary for me. And I had always depended on my intelligence and my wit to get by. And the truth is, let's tell the truth here. The truth is that often women also use a little bit of sexuality, a little flirting, that kind of stuff. That also helps us get by in the world.
Uh-huh.
And we don't talk about that very much, but that's, and I'm just going to push that aside for a minute. But basically, I had gotten by on those two things. I was smart. Many people with ADD have this feeling of, I'm not smart, I didn't do well in school, so forth and so on. I didn't have that. I talked to a lot of other women who also come from this place of, I got straight A's in school, so forth and so on, and yet I can't. My house is a wreck, and I can't keep it up, and I feel bad because I'm not as good a housekeeper as my mother. And that's kind of referencing that we still have that pull of traditional homemaking in
mm-hmm.
kind of in our past, if you will. And I have to tell you that when I'm out there with women who are in this place, it's kind of like when you're that have entered this kind of, I don't know, it's kind of the no-brain zone, if you will. It's frightening because everything that who I thought I was, what defined me, I'm the person who kind of thinks ahead of you, and I'm the smart one, and I can kind of get ahead of, I'm not that anymore. I'm like, blah, 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 I'm like a blithering idiot. I felt embarrassed. I was afraid it was never going to come back. I was afraid I was going to be like that forever, and I was devastated. I did not know what to do, and it was difficult, horribly difficult.
In listening to you, I'm trying to stand in your shoes and think what that'd be like, and I'm akin to, like, you know, all of a sudden the rug getting pulled out from, because everything that you kind of have relied on starts to kind of vanish. So I can't imagine. It's just overwhelming to me just to think about how you would feel in that situation. Hey, I used to maybe flirt a little bit, or I had this kind of stuff. Right now, I'm like a deer in the headlights. I can't seem to do anything.
That's right. And you know, a lot of people with ADD have that situation. But
mm-hmm.
many people, now men, for some reason, men tend to be caught a little earlier. Perhaps it's socialization, perhaps because the ADD manifests differently. Remember that women are culturally socialized a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that most women who are diagnosed in midlife, 99% of the time, they didn't have a clue it was about ADD, unless they heard it from their, you know, that maybe their kids had been diagnosed. But keep in mind that really ADD diagnosis for women didn't really come into its own until maybe the mid-90s. And that's a, you know, the mid-90s, late-90s is when I was diagnosed, and it was kind of a revolution. No one thought women really had it, especially adult women. You know, maybe they thought a few girls might have it, but it suddenly opened the floodgates. Sari Saldan wrote kind of the preeminent layman's book about that, ADD and women and ADD, and then there have been a couple of other books, but that was it. That was all that was out there at that point. So I was desperate for information, and there really wasn't very much, to tell you the truth. So keep in mind that women at that age have already learned subconsciously and unknowingly ways of coping with their ADD. Like, for instance, I said I used to think ahead of everyone. I thought that was how everybody thought. I mean, I'm the only one inside my skin, right? I don't know how anybody else's brain works. I actually sat on the steps with my photographer. Remember, I had an advertising agency.
Yep.
I was having a really bad day. He was a good friend. We sat on my back steps, and I was just so upset. And he looked at me, and he said, "I just love the way your brain works." And I thought, is that a compliment or is that a insult? I actually was clueless that my brain was different. I know that I talked in circles and I went all the way around and I would, you know, go around, you know, five blocks where I could have gone straight across the street, that kind of stuff, because I liked making things complicated. And what I found out when I learned about ADD was I was just trying to keep my brain occupied. I was trying to keep my brain in the moment and engaged. So midlife women who finally realize they have ADD or suspect they have this little twinkling of, oh, my gosh, maybe this is ADD. And I got to tell you that most women don't immediately think of ADD. They think Alzheimer's. They think, oh, my gosh, I'm losing my mind. This is the beginning. It's early onset Alzheimer's. 99% of the time that's not true. And you certainly need to have those cognitive tests done to make sure, especially if you have it in your history, in your family, et cetera, and genetically. But most women who are diagnosed with ADD have learned to cope, and they have strategies that work up to a point. But then there's something that breaks down. That's where that profound sense of failure and that feeling of not living up to expectations is. And the other thing about that is that when you hit that point of, oh, it doesn't work, women get very, very good at hiding. Oh, gosh, I'm not going to let you see that I screwed up in here. I'm going to handle the budget so that you won't know that I got overdrawn three or four times last month.
Interesting.
They want to control it, which looks a little bit like OCD, but they're really not controlling in the way of in that pathology of OCD. It's not like I have to wash my hands every day. It is that I need to be, I'm so out of control inside that I got to control something.
Wow.
Isn't it interesting how that just comes around? And it makes so much sense unless you don't know what's going on.
Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, I was thrilled to have you on, and it's becoming clear to me as I'm looking at the clock that we're going to have to do another show because there's just so much to cover. I'm thrilled to have you is to actually communicate to the world like resources that women who are over 40, who might be going through menopause, who might have ADD, who are starting to hear these things. I mean, the early onset Alzheimer's, is it age or is it ADD or all that kind of stuff? Just to sort through all that stuff, it's refreshing to know that there's people out there that pay attention to this and kind of help guide women in these situations. Linda, what I'd like to do, because we've got about 11 minutes left, can you speak for maybe 90 seconds on the biological side? And maybe there's nothing here, but like if you are going through menopause and you are going to a doctor for the menopause side, is there anything, I mean, I don't know a lot about this, but hormonal replacement, does that have any impact, or can you just speak to that for a minute? And then I'd like to go to a commercial. Then I'd like to come back and talk about like when you're actually if a woman comes to you and says, hey, listen, I have menopause, I was just diagnosed with ADD. When we come back, I'd like to maybe to speak a little bit about how you work with them to give our listeners a little bit of insight on how that works. So if you don't mind, can you speak to the biological side when you go to the doctor and just dealing with menopause and
ADD?
Well,
I mentioned earlier that when I ran, thanks so much for asking that question, Jeff, and 90 seconds is not going to do it justice, so I'm going to stop talking about how it's not going to do it justice, but when I ran to my psychiatrist, the one who diagnosed me with ADD that I didn't believe, by the way, and I ran and said, you were right, I have ADD, oh my God, do something, fix me, and he said, women's brains need estrogen, women's ADD brains need estrogen, go get some. And I'm like, can't you just write me a prescription? And he said, absolutely not. Now, keep in mind, that was the height of the Women's Health Initiative and all that, oh, nobody's going to take hormone replacement and all that kind of stuff. But as I mentioned earlier, estrogen sits on the receptor side of neurotransmitters, and neurotransmitters like dopamine and norepinephrine and serotonin are really important not only for depression but also for ADD. And I chose, finally, after a lot, it took years of convincing, that I finally decided to choose estrogen replacement, and my life changed. It's like I was me again, and it was unbelievable. Some women, I understand completely if that's not what they want to do, and there are natural things that they can do for that. And, you know, we'll talk about this after the break, but there are things that we do in coaching that will also help. So it is biology that causes this, and remember that, you know, ADD doesn't cause hot flashes, but all the other ADD symptoms and are equal to menopause symptoms. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Before we go to break real quick, for those listening that are interested in learning more about you and your practice and stuff, can you tell our listeners how to get in touch with you?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. My website, and I have to tell you that Jeff had to practice really hard to do this. It's slowly. It's ADDDiva. It's very easy to say ADDDiva. There's not three D's in there. There's two D's.
Two.
So let me spell it for you. It is ADDIVA, and it's ADDiva.net because we have created the ADDiva network, ADDiva.net. And you can email me at linda@addiva.net. There's information on the website about coaching as well as if you go to the homepage, you can sign up for my email list simply by taking the little assessment, which is, it's not scientific, but it is kind of fun. And most people who have ADD score really high on it. It's kind of amazing. So I invite you to come, and we also have monthly calls, as Jeff mentioned at the beginning. So, and they're all free. There's no charge to that. And we have thousands of women who are across the world who are connected and supporting each other and knowing that they're not alone in this.
That's real exciting, Linda. Let's go to break, and we come back. We'll talk about when people actually come to you, how you work with them. Okay, so we'll be right back.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dig Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I have Linda Rogley with us today, the AD Diva. Talking about women over 40, menopause, ADD, Alzheimer's, and age. Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Linda, we've got some minutes remaining, and I'd like, if you could, speak to, so you're, for those females out there that are diagnosed or they're really identifying with what you've been talking about, they pick up the phone, they kind of give you a call. Explain how you take it from there and kind of an idea of how coaching women with ADD and menopause might be a little bit different, and how you work with them.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, Jeff. And I was actually just reviewing some of my notes. What I've come up with is that when people are diagnosed with ADD, and keep in mind that a lot of people who think it's menopause, it's actually ADD in disguise, it's both. So I invite you, if you're listening and you're going through these, I've forgotten my name in the middle of a sentence kind of thing, to check with your doctor about whether there may be an ADD component to what you're going through. There may not be, but there very well may be. And the difference you will notice will be longevity. If this has been happening for a long time and you can trace it back even to childhood, well, oh my gosh, I was late all the time. I lost 15 minutes back in 1973. I've never found them again, right? So if that's been happening a long time, if you can look backwards, rather than just it started when my hormones started going crazy, then you may actually have ADD. And if you do, what I find is that women who are diagnosed, especially late-life diagnoses, they have three stages of it. First, it's, oh, my gosh, that's what it is. Let's fix it. They will do coaching. They will try medication. They will go to seminars. They will go to. They will listen to talk radio. They will do everything to try to get information up to get this fixed. So now that we got this, it's like, get this fixed, and let's go on with the rest of my life. Yay, I finally got it, right? Then what they realize is that no matter how much spaghetti you throw against the wall, some of it's going to stick, but most of it won't. ADD is going to be there no matter what you do. And so it, all those coping mechanisms that you use actually do still work. Some of them really work. Coaching comes in when we help figure out which of those strategies are actually being counterproductive. So if people come to coaching, they can come in that stage one. They come in the stage two where they kind of go, you know what, yeah, I got ADD and I'm going to have to live with it, but you know what, I kind of like myself anyway. I just want to deal, how do I deal with ADD? If I'm going to put my arm around ADD and walk down the road with it together, which I have been unknowingly all this time, let's see if we can't make it better. So women who come to me in those first two stages, we do a lot of education about ADD. Many women have no clue that the fact that you can't read their handwriting has anything to do with ADD. And it does. It's not a motor skill issue all the time. It's an attention issue. And it's, I'm in a hurry. I got to get done. I got to get done. I got other things to do kind of thing. Just simply knowing that somebody else is in the same boat, and while I say that, what comes into my brain is that one of my greatest credentials, and you read all those things I've done, I've trained with Nancy Rady, and I've got all my certifications and all that important stuff, but my biggest credential for coaching ADD women is that I am one, and I live it. I don't have all the answers. My desk still has stuff on it. I'm not the perfect person. Therefore, I understand what you're going through. So I give women education, and men. I coach a few men. I give them education about ADD. I let them know that they're not the only one who feels this way. I share a lot of myself with them. Mm-hmm. I also tell people I'm not a tips and tricks kind of coach because I kind of hate that. Like, let's put a Band-Aid on it and it'll fix it. That's not how you deal with ADD. But the truth is that there are some things that do help, and things that work for me may not work for you, but I can share them with you because you may be able to adapt them. I give people tools.
Yep.
And then, and I'm talking tools like digital recorders. I don't mean I physically give them, but I offer them the opportunity to my favorite, my best friend is my labeler, darling. I have everything labeled. People laugh at that, and they're like, why don't you just remember this stuff? I'll tell you why. Because my brain needs to be occupied doing something more important than remembering what's in that drawer. I have more important and more interesting things to think about. So that's stage one and stage two. Often women come to me at a point of desperation. Coaching is not covered by insurance. This is all out of pocket. So they really, really are motivated to make changes in their lives. We work on accountability. They sometimes have what I call home play instead of home work assignments that we work out together. And most of the time, midlife women, when they get diagnosed that late, say, oh, my gosh, I don't have much life left. Now I know why I didn't live my dreams back then, because I had this doggone ADD. Let's make it work now. So when they get through the let me fix it, and they get through the piece of, you know what, I like me anyway, and let's just deal with the ADD, and you know, and let's bring it along with me, they get to stage three, which is, you know what, not only am I entitled to have dreams, I'm entitled to live them. And how do I do that? So I forgot what they were because I was so busy straightening up the house. What are my dreams? So that's my favorite part of coaching, and that's what I love doing. I call that transformational coaching, and that's where a lot of my retreats come. We have weekend retreats for ADD women who are kind of in that first and second stage, so it's a lot of information, but mostly it's so much talking. Oh, you do that too? Oh, me too, that kind of thing.
Wow.
And then I do transformational retreats, usually at the beach, and that's about exploring who you are as a woman, and that isn't necessarily limited to ADD folks. That's open to everybody, but it is especially poignant for ADD women to begin to live those dreams. We have lots of tears shed and happiness about being able to do that.
Linda, I have one question I want to ask you, and we need to kind of wrap up because we're running into a wall, a time wall at this point in time. And my question for you real quick is, have you ever worked with the spouse of somebody going through one of these so that they're aware of what their wife is going through?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my husband and I actually coach couples because I realized very early on that this was going to be an issue because a lot of women were coming in saying, my husband can't stand the way I leave things around. So spousal support and even bringing somebody in just to a couple of sessions of coaching sessions really makes a difference.
Linda, that is awesome. Before we, I'd like to thank you for being on the show, and I'm going to have to give you a call because we're going to have you back. We don't really nearly have time to cover things, but as we wrap up the show, can you, again, let everybody know how they can contact you if they're interested?
You bet. AD Diva Network is addiva.net, N-E-T. Look forward to talking to you. And
again,
thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you very much, Linda. And everyone, have a great day. Bye-bye.